Hi there.
Hello, Niecy.
How are you?
I'm good.
You look really clean today.
Do I?
Yes, you know how I love cleaning.
That is one of your favourite things to do. I hate it. I don't enjoy it.
Makes you physically ill, doesn't it?
I'm rubbing my forehead as I talk to you. And I don't see it. I'm one of those people that I'm not dirty, but I don't, mess doesn't bother me at all.
But you have a lot of fun. You've got more time for fun.
And that is what life is all about.
It certainly is, Ollie.
Shall we explore it further?
I think so.
A podcast featuring Denise Drysdale and Jessica Rowe. One fat lady and one thin lady.
Hello there.
Oh, hello. Today we are going to be talking, Niecy, about one of your favourite things to do.
Complaining.
And cleaning.
Oh, cleaning. Sorry, two favourites.
Where do you want to start?
I'd like to start with complaints.
Oh.
Because I have noticed the Salada, Arnott Salada biscuits, there used to be 12 in a pack, right? You know how you have your two packs in Salada biscuits? There used to be 12. Then they went down to 10. 9.
There's only 9?
9 squares in each packet.
I'm going to have to count them next time.
I've got some here.
Oh.
It doesn't stop me from buying them.
Because they're a favourite of yours.
I love them.
We've talked.
But I have loved them since I was a kid at school because we used to have either sliced cheese or grated cheese on them. We'll love them.
We've shared your love of saladas in the past, which has got me onto saladas because I ignored them for a long time.
Oh.
I know, I ignored the salada and went more for the Vitaweed.
How do you think they feel when you walk past them in the aisle?
Terribly left out. No wonder there's only 9 left in the pack.
I know, but they're... I've got some Vitaweed up there as well, but you can't beat a salada.
So apart from complaining about the fact there's only 9...
I haven't rung the company yet.
You will?
I will. I've been a bit busy, but once I have a day off, I did do this with Skipping Girl vinegar. It used to be really strong.
And you love your vinegar.
Well, 2-litre bottle, and if you're doing a recipe to make chutney or anything...
Oh, I make that all the time.
No, but if you've not got the right vinegar, you haven't got the right tang in the end product. So I rang this lady this day and, you know, the helpline, and I said, have you started putting water in your vinegar? She said, we don't water our vinegar down. And I said, I can tell you now. I said that it's not as strong as it used to be. And she said, just hold on. And she rang the factory or something or went in. She came back and she said, yes, we do add water.
She admitted it?
Yeah, but it had just gone from... But the thing
but
is...
But good on her though, Niecy.
Yeah, well, at least they admitted. But the thing to
that.
Me, I'd rather have less of the product and the same product because we know rising costs of everything. I understand that, but don't fiddle around with the original recipe because I've been using Skipping Girl vinegar for yonks. Used to have it on my salad as a kid.
Oh, that's where you began your taste for like, oh, sour. That again.
Say,
oh.
I wish we had a television just for a second. You should see her face.
It makes me, I feel, listeners, I feel prickly. Like my little, above my lips is breaking out into beads of sweat when I think, oh.
Don't you like vinegar on anything?
No.
Do you like pickled onions?
No. Why would I eat a pickled onion?
Oh, you probably haven't had the best ones. Blue Banner. They're the best ones in Tasmania.
Are they wearing little Blue Banners?
No, and then I complained about those one year.
Why?
Because they were soft and I rang the helpline and I said, I've just bought Blue Banner and I love my pickled onions. They're fabulous. And I said, but they're all a bit mushy. They're not as crisp as they used to be. And it was in, I think it was about December, January, and she said it's not the right time to buy them. Now... is the best time in the middle of the year to buy them because when they do them, they're really crisp and crunchy. They're beautiful. You've got sweat and I've got a watery mouth just even thinking about them.
Oh.
Isn't it funny?
It is bizarre. The sorts of tastes that we crave or go for.
The absolute opposite because you'd eat chocolate for morning, noon and night.
Oh, I love chocolate. I have a lovely box here of Cadbury's milk tray, Niecy, that you've given me. And, oh, just to slowly munch through them is heaven.
I just want you to be happy.
Oh, but and you make me happy, these little small things.
Oh.
A hazelnut twirl, just divine.
If there's any men listening, grab a box of Dairy Milk and take it home to the wife.
Yes, or roses. I love a box of the roses chocolates.
Oh, yes.
They're really nice.
I like the strawberry cream, I think, in that.
Oh.
I do like a chocolate with a centre, not just complete chocolate.
Oh, but what sort of centre, Niecy? Have you complained about chocolate?
It can be mushy. Yeah, it can be creamy.
You want it nice, creamy, smooth, beautiful, that sort of taste. Mm. Now, have you had enough of complaining?
I think so. I can't think of anything else at the moment.
Oh, but I'm sure I will.
I'm not a good complainer. I feel I need to be more assertive sometimes.
But the thing is, if you don't complain, they don't know.
That's
you know
a good
what I
way
mean?
Of looking at
and
it.
And it's the same as in a restaurant.
So you're doing a community service.
I am. The other thing is if you're in a restaurant and you don't like the food, don't complain in the middle of the meal. Get up and pay for your meal and then complain about it because unless you're going to send it back, right? But don't because it's just the wrong thing to do. That looks like you're trying to get a free meal.
That looks
that's
tight,
mingy.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And also you wouldn't want the chef or anyone spitting on your steak or treading on it.
Yes, and when you send it back, be very nice.
Yes.
I always take it back to the chef. I don't give it to the waitress.
You don't give it to the waitress?
No. It happened the other day because I asked for that little linguine, really thin spaghetti.
Oh,
and
yummy.
It came out in the fat one.
Oh, no.
It did.
Did you have your ruler? Were you measuring? Checking the millimetres.
No, but I liked the thin one. Anyway, I went back to – I took it up to the chef because it was one of those open kitchen. I said, look, I'm sorry, this has been a bit of a mistake. And I said, would you mind? And he said, not at all, love to do it.
Oh.
So if you're nice, then it's – I don't mind.
So
it's when you get bombastic.
Yeah, there's a way of complaining and doing it in a polite way.
Yes.
I might try that next time, but I don't know.
I don't think you will.
No. Another thing that I don't – really try to do frequently is clean.
No,
surprise,
the clean
surprise.
You've been, that clean gene just went straight past.
It did.
But the thing is, listen, I absolutely drive myself mad with how I am. I mean, I'm barely living with myself, let alone sharing with anybody. But you have far more fun than I do because she just doesn't see it.
I don't. It totally, you're right. It bypassed me. My mum, it used to do my mum's head in that I had this habit of I would enter a room and then suddenly there'd be stuff everywhere. That it would just spread and... And it's continued. And Petey this morning, he was getting so cross with me because our lovely cleaner, Christina, was coming.
He cleans for her.
He cleans for the cleaner.
She came.
He's such a dear man. But he was going, oh, pussycat, what's all this stuff? Oh, more stuff. Oh, more. Oh, it's spread out here. It's spread out there. Oh, my goodness. Oh, pussycat. Blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't bother me. I just then shovel it. The problem is, though, I do then shovel it into
a
spare room and then he opened the spare room this morning and he's going, this is a disgrace. This is an absolute disgrace.
But
you should be ashamed, pussycat. This is a disgrace.
Did he really?
Yes.
Oh, God.
So serious. And I said, oh,
well,
Petey,
I should come after we finish
the
here.
Door.
I'll just
close the door.
Yeah, but if he knows what's behind the door, that's the thing. That'd be me.
And the other area is we have this giant cupboard under the stairs.
I've seen that.
Yes, and many things go in that cupboard to die. I'm not sure what is way at the back of that cupboard because it's a good, if we have visitors, it's a very handy spot to just
throw
quickly
everything.
Shove everything in, close the door, and the same with the cupboards. Put things in, but then you just don't want anyone to
open
it. Because the other morning too, all of the girls' drink bottles came falling on Petey's head. So you can imagine, Niecy, how that went down, given that I'm back around in the mornings.
And yes, he probably thinks it might have been a little tiny bit. But you have been cleaning out your wardrobe, haven't you?
I'm doing that. It's taking time.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm loving, though, about cleaning out the wardrobe, finding all these
beautiful
things that I forgot I had, or these combinations. I can wear these wonderful combinations. And so when I drop the girls to school, people look at me and go, "Where are you going?" And I'm like, the girls off.
She's a vision. She's always a vision. You've got a beautiful sparkly top on.
Lovely green sparkles. And then a pleated skirt that's got spots and pussycat earrings and boots and
that's the most scarf. Clothes I've got that you're wearing. But you're lucky enough. You have got lovely Christina that cleans for you.
She is amazing. She does, though, I think, tear her hair out with me.
Mm.
She has been cleaning for me. I've been very lucky
that she stayed.
She's hung. Yes, exactly. She's remained. And in my single girl days, that was when I first got Christina. So I was very lucky that I could afford to have a cleaner then.
Yep.
And this makes me red to even think about it. On the very first time she came to clean, she came highly recommended, a wonderful makeup artist who I still know recommended Christina. So she came and I met her at the door, gave her the spare key, off I went to work. And then I came home and the unit was immaculate. It had never looked – and you could open the door and you could smell the disinfectant.
That fresh smell.
And then I opened my drawers and wardrobe and she cleaned it. But
– you couldn't find anything.
No, my heart – no, this was even worse. My heart sank because she had – folded. I'd done before she arrived, because I didn't want her to do my washing because I had delicates and things in there.
Yes.
So I put my underpants back into the drawer so she wouldn't wash them. And then when I came home, she'd done all my drawers, taken out the dirty underpants and washed them.
She would have thought that you'd just put them back. Oh, yuck.
She would have thought I'm not like the biggest grub, and I so wasn't, but I feel
red. Did you explain to her?
Well, I tried.
She's got an accent, hasn't she?
She's beautiful, Christina. She's from Portugal, so she's Portuguese, and I tried to explain, but it didn't. No. And also, can you imagine me over-explaining about underpants, lacy underpants, not in the machine? Yes, I would wash them. No, they're dirty. Like, it was just shocking. But isn't she a dear woman? Because that was over 20 years ago.
And she's still with
you. And she's still with us.
She's worth the weight in gold.
Oh, she's amazing. And she does, though, because Giselle's good at cleaning, Allegra not so. Allegra's a bit of a kabooma like me.
Yeah, she's an image of her mum.
And you like to clean. I know you get enormous joy from cleaning, and you've got someone to give you a hand because you've got your lovely big new house.
Yeah, no, I've been lucky. If you can afford a cleaner, because I've had some wonderful people. When I lived in Gippsland, I had Heather that used to come, and then Beth, who was at the kindergarten with the kids, and she cleaned up until I left, whatever it is, 5 years or something. But I've found this lovely Korean boy, Mike. And he comes to clean, but we try and converse, and then I'll say something and he cocks his head and as much as say, "What is that?" and everything. But this particular day, I thought I'd give him a history lesson. Lawrence of Arabia was on the telly.
And that is your favourite movie, isn't it?
I love it because it explains the whole Middle East situation in a way of that time, and it probably goes, for nearly 3 hours. Well, after the first hour, and he's standing around and he hadn't finished cleaning. And I said, "Mike, come and sit down now, Lawrence of Arabia." And I said, "This is set like at the turn of the century, and I said Lawrence was a warrior, but he was British, and then this was the Turkish people, and then when they headed towards the guns were pointed to the ocean because they knew they wouldn't come from the desert, but Lawrence got them through the desert. While he's sitting there, and he's, I'm explaining all of this to him, and he stayed sitting. To get him off the couch to continue to finish cleaning the house. So what I had to do, it was about an hour, and I thought, oh, I don't know how to get
him back to work. Did you offer him a drink?
Yeah, I did. I gave him a drink in between.
He had a champagne, Niecy.
Oh, no, that was another day. Oh.
No wonder he likes coming to clean.
Anyway, I had to get up and I said, could you help me move this pot plant?
That was the only way to get him off the couch.
He's lovely. He's gorgeous. And then I gave him the Please Like Me DVDs with Josh Thomas to take home, so I thought he might be able to learn about homosexuality and English.
And Lawrence of Arabia, he's probably thinking, he's probably got that Please Like Me DVD thinking it's Lawrence of Arabia. So what
his happened? His education is very varied at the Drysdale House.
What happened?
He said, I did say the other day, he said, your drawers are also clean. I said, I like to keep it clean.
Oh, Niecy. My tummy is aching from laughing. I want to know, though, what happened? How did he end up getting the champagne and sitting down again?
Oh, because he'd finished and it was a hot day, and I thought, and I gave him a champagne. Another time he brought someone to help him clean. You know, sometimes I think there's exchange students that they meet because he's Korean, and I just said to them it was really hot. I said, get in, go and have a swim. So I let him have a swim and gave him some towels. They were thrilled.
I bet they were. Lovely. Yeah. And then did the exchange student join Mike and then decide to sit down and talk about Lawrence of Arabia no. with you?
No, I think that's a bit of a blur for him. Oh, God, Maud.
So apart from you've got your great cleaner, but also you like to keep things clean yourself.
I have got every gadget known to man, and I realised the other day I've got one of those blowers, which I thought was the absolute waste of time, but it's not where I live because the leaves just go back down the hill.
What, into someone else's backyard?
No, my backyard, but just down and, you know.
You can't see them.
Mulch it turns into. But I realised the other day because I went out on Saturday morning after I got home from Sydney, and it only took me 10 minutes to clean with this thing. All my camellia leaves are coming down. It took me 10 minutes. Then I realised the kids gave me that for Christmas. You know why? So they don't have to come down and do it.
Oh.
And it's so easy for me to do. And then I bought a high pressure hose because I used to have one of those. That's got about 5 attachments. You can clean anything.
You should see the light in Niecy's eyes, listeners. She is just like sparked up with all this energy. How many attachments again?
About 7.
But
it's
why?
It's got a brush and it's got a circular thing.
Why do you need all the attachments? Don't you just...
Because, whoosh. No, well, you can't... On concrete, you can use the harsh one. But then with the brush on the timber decking, that's sort of gentle enough to clean it but not... Take the top off.
Not scour it.
Oh, it's just fantastic. And then I've got a pool cleaner. Oh, it's fantastic. It just goes around, goes up the walls. Up the walls. It goes up the walls and goes right round and does all the leaves, and then you just pull it out and you haven't got one of those things in the pool and it just looks immaculate.
Oh. You're in heaven.
I am.
You need to
I think I've died and gone to heaven.
See, that is why your kids got you the leaf blower for Christmas, because they can see that joy on your face.
It does. It looks lovely when it's clean.
Have you always been a clean freak?
I think I have. I think I have. Even in my room I was always clean. But that comes from
Your mum was very
Oh, you could eat off the floor. She was that. She was the same, and so was her sister, Aunt Eileen, Auntie Eileen. But it's when we're in the shop, the chicken bar, Nancy's Chicken Bar, Bridge Road, Richmond, Victoria.
And how long ago? That was.
That was. I was there from 13 till I went away, 19. And Mum was the messiest person. She'd stuff the chooks with the seasoning, and the seasoning would be up the walls and everything. But she'd clean it up really quickly. But I didn't like working like that. But Dad and I'd be there methodically, you know, with the seasoning. We'd be lucky to get a couple of crumbs either side.
So neat.
Dad was neat with the shop. That was spotless too.
I find that impossible. Whenever I'm now making the girls' lunches. Like, Petey will come down. He would have cleaned the bench top from the night before. Mm-hmm. And then I'll come down to make the lunches. And he'll go, this was pussycat, this was clean 5 minutes ago. And everything
I have noticed,
gets spread.
Yes, but that's because you bring everything out. And then as you use it, it goes back on the bench instead of getting put away. See, that's what I do. Even if I have people for dinner, I've got all the dishes from pots and everything in the dishwasher, and then I've served the dinner.
How?
I just,
do you do
because
that?
As it's dirty, they go straight in the dishy.
Oh,
it's just look. But imagine living in this head. Can you imagine it?
Well, I think it'd be pretty fun.
Oh, no, not when I'm driving myself silly, especially with my new shelves.
Of course, yes. You've got these beautiful new shelves in your home.
With about 50 things on them that get shifted from one inch or a quarter of an inch to a different angle.
Because whenever you see, you can't sit still.
I sit down and I go, that bit looks nice. Oh, that bit, no, that could look better.
And you like to balance it just so.
Yeah, but I just love it. I mean, it's sort of like a hobby in a way. I don't mind doing it. And don't mind doing it in somebody else's house.
Oh, either. I know. Come around more often to mine. I love the way you move things. And you do have, I've said this to you many times before, a beautiful eye for things, Niecy. The way you put things together is gorgeous.
That comes from my mum, I reckon. She used to be able to, you know what I can't do? Arrange flowers. But she used to do in the hall at the pub, Fountain Inn Hotel, Port Melbourne. She used to have a big vase of flowers, like huge, like you get at the Savoy Hotel in London.
Oh, like those amazing.
Yes.
Oh,
and
most
of it had been taken from the side of the road when we went for our Sunday drives. And then she used to colour, you know, white lilies.
I remember you telling me this, that she'd get the pastels and colour.
Yeah, what were they?
Like pastels or crayons or something.
Not crayons. What were they called?
Are they pastels?
Pastels,
yeah.
Yeah, and she'd do them all different colours. She just fantastic. So, and she was always like that.
But you've got a beautiful eye. I am, though, keen to see your mermaid, because that's another amazing thing that you have.
All the way to Iceland, and what do I come back with? A mermaid with this idea in my head that she's going to be sitting there and she's going to be behind all this netting and it'll be all mysterious and everything. What does it look like? I've had to cut her tail. Because her tail was sticking up. It was like a big curl.
It wasn't neat enough.
Mermaids don't have curly tails. I don't know what I was on.
Oh,
I must have been drinking when
I bought it. No, nonsense. Yes, they have curly tails.
Well, she hasn't got one anymore because I've cut it and I've twisted it so it sits down.
So she doesn't have a tail at all?
No, and I took all the netting off.
Niecy, that's like the little mermaid, the Hans Christian Andersen. She's lost a tail and a voice probably.
It's the biggest disaster that I've ever had. I brought it all the way from Iceland. But the other thing is I saw this beautiful, what do you
chimes,
call them?
Chimes.
And the one that I saw was sold, but I got in touch with the lady. This is in Iceland, remember, and this is last September, October. Anyway, I ordered my own set of chimes and I said, can they be blue fishes and lots of blue? Anyway, they had a cold winter in Iceland, so she's a bit behind with my charms. But she sent me a photo just recently of all these things that she's made. They've got to go into the kiln to be fired. And then this chime thing's got to be put together and then sent out here. It cost a bloody fortune. Anyway, I'm wondering, is this my next disaster from Iceland?
Well, it might look beautiful with the mermaid.
No, no.
It might work together.
I might stick her up on the beam so you can.
Yes.
And then have the chimes underneath. But anyway, that's my next project, is to see when I eventually get these chimes.
How on earth are they going to be shipped all the way from Iceland and stay intact?
I have no.
Because it sounds like they're teeny weeny.
They are teeny weeny. I think there's about, I think she said there's about 250 pieces in it. It's mammoth. I mean, it's beautiful. The one that I saw was just beautiful. Beautiful job.
Who is going to put it together?
I'm hoping it comes together. I better ring her.
Yes. Because I'm envisaging you opening up the package and they're all individually bubble wrapped.
Look, it'll give me something to do.
Well, it will.
And what makes me laugh is because I don't text or email or anything, I'm doing this all through Jack, who works at Studio 10. I says, can we get in touch with the lady in Iceland? He's got a file on Iceland. So that I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, I cannot wait to see it.
To be the same colour as your hair. She's got blue hair again.
See you later, alligator.
In a wild crocodile.
Denise Drysdale and Jessica Rowe. One fat lady and one thin lady.